The heats, but yeah, but I'm feeling very confident for the semi-final tonight. You know, unluckily Cameron's not in the race, so can't have a nice tussle on the final. But you know, that's sport, and that's what it is. I'm sure he has his reasons, but you know, I'm looking forward to you know getting out there tonight and seeing what we can do.
So where do you think you are as far as how that 58 feel, and where do you think you? How much faster is there in the tank?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really say, but you know, it's a lot faster than I've been. You know, in heats where I've gone 57, so you know, it's looking very good, looking very promising. But I wasn't engaging emotionally. You know, this is very different to Olympics for me. So, you know, I've got 4 or 5 days of constant races, got the relays. So, I'm looking to kind of obviously win, get it. But at the same time, I need that endurance to win the 50, and then come back and hopefully put a good show on for the 4x1.
How does this meet feel different as a world championship opposed to the last one when you weren't established?
Very different. You know, before I'd be like this on the blocks, but at the moment, I'm, you know, I'm very calm, very collected, and yeah, I'm just enjoying the atmosphere.
So I was thinking, you know, with it being that you're saying it's always, you know, for your first race, you know, what sort of nerves do you have now, given that, you know, you've won everything?
I think it's a very, very different mission to last year. Last year was getting the gold, getting the world record. This is more like, you know, starting to build that ladder to Tokyo again, but at the same time, how far can the human body go? You know, it's not, you know, oh, I'm you know, racing the best guys in the world. For me personally, it's how far can I take my body? So, and to, you know, go 56, you're going to have to go very, very fast and train very, very hard.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you.